SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Amir Ansari was born in Iran, but grew up in Afghanistan. The cyclist now lives in Sweden, and he's about to compete in the Paris Games under a different flag.
Yeah, so I'm so grateful and thankful about this program that they had to support the athlete. I use it for my training camps and my races that I had in Sweden and outside of Sweden. And it's so, it was a big support to have know that they are place to sleep to and training.
The refugee Olympic team was created in 2015 to allow displaced athletes around the world to compete on a global level. Since then, the team has grown rapidly. The athletes have qualified to compete in 12 different sports at the Games, including boxing, athletics, cycling, swimming and weightlifting. Iyuru Gebru is representing Ethiopia. She fled her country in 2021 due to civil war. Now based in France, she's among 37 refugee athletes training together before heading to Paris.
Yeah, it's really good and it's really important to have this training camp before our race in Paris. Now we get time to know each other. We live in different host country, and here we met and we are from different background. We practice different sport. But yeah, it was really important, and yeah, I hope we inspire the other refugees and we will do our best to make proud this team.
Many of the athletes have their roots in Iran, Afghanistan, Syria, Ethiopia and Sudan. The IOC Refugee Olympic Team represents more than 100 million displaced people worldwide. The selection process for the team is based on sporting performances, as confirmed by the UNHCR, from countries mostly affected by war and civil unrest. Originally from South Sudan, Perina Nakang is competing in the athletics 800-metre event.
Oh, my preparation is only I want to train well, to go and run. Also, my preparation is to prepare to go and run game, to improve time, also to win, to get number 2 and 3 and 4, yeah.
That's the dream for Perina, who fled to Kenya at the age of 7, following an internal conflict. She, like many, took solace in the sport and says running helps her navigate the challenges of camp life. A message to the millions displaced around the world that they're not forgotten. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.